Back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, old school. 93.7 The Ticket.
There it is. Have you watched this on BET Uncut yet? No? How many times? Just once? See, that's the problem. You need to watch it, then you need to go back and evaluate it. I heard you at like 2 o'clock with Rico. You guys doing a breakdown of the game. I'm sure you watched it a couple times. You got to break down that video. Because every time you watch it, if you break it, it's like a 4-minute video, right? So you got to break it down by quarters. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter. And then the finishing is the best.
And you'll learn more each time.
You learn more.
You'll see. You'll meet different people in the video.
So the next time that you look at your debit card or credit card, you're going to think about that.
Mm-hmm. And you'll see a different – you'll go, oh, I didn't notice her before. Yeah. Like, how'd that happen? You mentioned before the break that not everybody in the NFL is really trying to win the Super Bowl, right? Not by their actions anyway, right?
Yeah.
So in your mind, who are the folks that – make a valiant effort each year to actually put themselves in a situation where they could win a Super Bowl?
Well, for obviously the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I would say obviously Green Bay. Okay. I think every year they're trying to win. Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'll even say Baltimore. They have a winning culture.
Okay.
Before he left Philadelphia, it was the Eagles, and now Kansas City because Andy Reid. Then after that, I got to really rack my mind.
Would you put the 49ers in that category?
No. And I would say up until recently, the Giants.
Okay. Seahawks. Would you put the Seahawks in that category?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wouldn't say win a Super Bowl, but they're always going to be competitive.
Right. They're making an effort.
Right. They're making an effort every year to be competitive. And that's about it. Oh, the Saints too.
Dallas?
Saints. If I didn't, the Saints for sure. Dallas?
Dallas fake hustles.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Dallas fake hustles.
They're going to have all the glitz and glamour, but behind that, they're not going to have much substance. But I think now they have a little bit more substance, though. I like that makeup of the team. For them not to have Dak Prescott, obviously not play him, and sit him, and then have Cooper Rush go and play, and then with the defense playing, to the point that where Adam Thielen and Jefferson are mad at him because Kirk Cousins, your boy. I'm just saying. Kirk Cousins.
That's Tom Stevens' boy.
Messed up another game, another big game against a good team. That shows you that they have a little bit more substance. Look, Dallas has been playing more real football all year. They have.
But they have the most talent in the entire
league. They got a talented roster. I wouldn't say the most talent. I mean, but, you know, it's good when you kind of – they got a bonus – I call it a bonus baby when Randy Gregory is playing up to his potential and seems like he's on the straight and narrow even from last year to this year. So that's a guy that they normally couldn't count on. Now you got him, and now you got him with the right mindset and the right intentions, and he's paying off big time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's with Lawrence being hurt, right? And then – you know, they got rid of, you know, Jalen Smith, who I think just, you know, with him, once he got his big contract, I think he lost his way a little bit, you know, because he didn't perform well. But also I think that Dallas kind of handcuffed himself because they drafted Van Der Esch from Boise State, which actually he's not that good. Jalen Smith actually is better, but then they got Micah Parsons. So you can't have too many guys at the same position. Then they brought in Keanu Neal, who – came in as an Atlanta first-round pick as a strong safety, kind of in the box, Cam Chancellor type of deal. Now in this day and age of NFL football, he can play linebacker. So now you got too many, right? So then you had to get rid of, you know, Jalen Smith. Mm-hmm. And then, you know,
Or somebody.
But Van Der Esch is cheaper because you haven't re-upped him. Mm-hmm. And he's your most recent.
But that's why I question whether they were – look. If they were serious about trying to win the chip,
well,
you keep the best players.
But Jalen Smith hadn't been performing so good that it was that much difference.
Okay.
So, you know, their offensive line, you know, Tyron Smith, if you could keep him healthy, you know, and then you get Collins back. You got a good center, another center from Wisconsin. Then you got Martin. You know, their offense line. Then they're actually, the beginning of the season, they weren't giving Zeke the ball. Now they're starting to run Zeke. The tight ends are doing well. They got Wilson. They got Cooper. They got Lamb.
Do they have the best receiving core in football?
I think so, and they're the most productive and the most consistent. Yeah, when Amari Cooper's not even talked about, you know you're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
So, this year I would throw Dallas in there, but I still – Dallas, I don't – I'm not – you can't really say it until it's like week 17 because they always kind of build you up and then just let you down. They mess around and lose like four – they mess around and lose four games in a row, lose to like the bottom feeders, Dolphins, Broncos, and stuff like that. But those are the teams that generally when – you see it, they're trying to win. Like, just look at, for instance, right? I like the New York Jets coach. I do. I like – I know him from when he was down in Houston and met him. A very, very – you know, I mean, he's a great dude. Very soft-spoken, but then when he gets out there and coaches, he's no joke, right? And if you ever watched 300, you know, the movie 300, he's the guy, the Persian guy. He looks just like him. You know, I know his faith and stuff like that, but I didn't say it to him. But that's what I looked at. He's, you know. But then the Jets, right, they had this drafted Sam Darnold, had the GM from the Texans because at that point in time that they got, he had drafted Deshaun Watson, Hopkins, and all those guys. And Texans had a great roster. J.J. Watt, Whitney Merciless, J.D. Clowney.
Clowney for a year.
Yeah, they had, just drafted Reed.
They
and
had
then you had
Honey Badger come in.
Right,
and place
then
it.
You had Jackson at one corner. Joseph at the – I mean, they had a real deal squad,
and
right?
Then they blew it.
Then they blew it up, but he already had left. So then all of a sudden, within a year, the GM isn't good. Then we're going to get rid of the coach, and we're going to get rid of the quarterback, right? Because remember, they brought in Adam Gase. They remember his infamous – I mean, he had to be on some edibles here. You know, when I know that they say he has some issues of being in front of the camera, but you can't be a head coach in the NFL if you don't like being in front of the camera. I'm sorry to tell you. That looked like he was on some edibles, and he probably took too big of a bite.
We'll put a pin there because Mr. Edibles. No. Hold that thought. We'll go to break. We'll come back top of the hour. We'll get back to that because there's a lot to it, and plus we got to go through the rest of the NFL. We'll do that on Old School, 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.